Jennifer Grankowski of Menominee Falls was diagnosed with leukemia 13 years ago at age 24. She was given chemotherapy both in pill form and IV. The oral medication was $2,800 for a 10-day supply.
How did we pay for my life-saving treatment? My parents exhausted every inch of their financial resources. Our last resort was credit cards.
Grankowski's insurance did cover chemotherapy in a medical setting, but she had high copays for her cancer pills. Lisa Nelson says cost can prevent a cancer patient from taking medication. Nelson is a state government affairs director with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
10% of patients abandon treatment when the cost gets over $100 per month or per prescription. When that number goes over $500, a full 25% of patients abandon their treatment.
Insurers say some of the oral treatment may be emerging medicine that's not necessarily proven to work. Dr. Douglas Rizzo says that's not the case. He's a bone marrow transplant doctor with the Medical College of Wisconsin.
These are standard practice medications. Every drug that comes to market at some point is investigational, but the drugs that we're talking about, some are more than a decade since they've come to market.
The bill's Republican authors are Pat Strakota of West Bend and Alberta Darling of River Hills. The Alliance of Health Insurers opposes the legislation. The Wisconsin Medical Society favors it. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.